Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM, a new loan program being announced today by the Community Foundation of St. Clair County. This is for local entrepreneurs, and Jackie Hanton joins us to tell us about this new microloan lending program.
Today we are launching a microloan program in partnership with Michigan Women Ford. So Michigan Women Ford has been doing microloans down in the Metro Detroit area and with other community foundations across the state for a few years now. And we are bringing that opportunity here to St. Clair County. So entrepreneurs will have access to microloans between $5,000 and $50,000.
Wow, that's amazing. How can women apply for these loans?
So they'll have access online. Michigan Women Ford, if they go to the website, they'll see an entire section there dedicated to the microloans. And kind of the great thing, I think, about this program, Paul, is that it's obviously, you know, targeted towards women. It's also targeted for people of color, but the loans are open for anyone that is a St. Clair County-based entrepreneur. So, you know, truly, all of our local entrepreneurs can take a look at this opportunity.
Certainly, the Community Foundation has done some other things, too, in the last few years to help foster entrepreneurship, hasn't it?
Yes, and this is just an extension of those efforts. So, you know, one of our priority areas for the Community Foundation is community and economic development. And so between some of the microloans that we did ourselves during the pandemic to some of the grants that we did, now that we have the community kitchen that will be opening up at the atrium, this is just what we're hoping is an extension of resources for local entrepreneurs that are, you know, plugged into our programs already, for local entrepreneurs that are looking to launch something or to take their small business to the next level, and they just need access to a little bit of capital that traditional financing can't do right now.
And again, Jackie, how much money is in this pot, so to speak, available for these loans?
So the foundation has made an investment of $250,000. And that is the loan pool, so to speak, that Michigan Women Ford will be administering for us.
Well, there's certainly a lot of entrepreneurs here in St. Clair County and maybe a few more with this assistance, huh?
And that's what we're hoping is truly, you know, take some of those small businesses that just need a little bit of help to, you know, increase their inventory, open up to a new market, maybe do a little bit of expansion. And even those startup entrepreneurs that, you know, they have a business plan and an idea, but they're just not quite sure what to do with the next steps. Something that we're really proud of with this program is that it won't only be just a loan that the entrepreneur will receive. It's also going to be the support. It's going to be tools and resources and access to networks to continue to learn so that they truly become stronger business owners. And they're taking on loans that they can truly afford.
Makes a big difference for a lot of business owners. If somebody wants to find out more about this, can they do so through the Community Foundation?
They sure can. We will be launching everything on our website today with links and the web story and kind of more details. So just have them go to stclairfoundation.org and they will see the new microloan opportunity with Michigan Women Ford.
Fantastic stuff. Jackie, thanks so much for sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning, Paul.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.